one of our international break catch-ups using the Friday show as a title for it. First up, I've got Alex Hurst to talk about Newcastle United. We spoke after Newcastle had got themselves an excellent win in the League Cup by going back to what we can sort of identify as 2022-2023 Newcastle, a number of players involved in that. And since then, it's been two wins. And there have been two wins, I'd argue, Alex, defined by 2022-2023 Newcastle. Joe Willock, Sean Longstaff, Bruno Guimaraes, and especially Joel Linton out on the right-hand side being exceptionally difficult to live with.
Yeah, that's what's happened. Joel Linton has been playing left, which and has that partnership with Willock, which has been fantastic. And then you've also had the upgrade from that side with Lewis Hall coming in left-back and being one of the best players on the pitch. And, you know, he's been rewarded with an England call-up, which is great. So that they've managed to kind of replicate what they did, but also improve on it somewhat, which has made them really dangerous. And then for the second half against Forest, he moves Joel Linton out to the right, which I've been crying out for 18 months. And he kind of wins the game for us from that position. And if Joel Linton is the feature of the right-hand side, that means he can play Barnes and Gordon left, which has been doing the manager's head in and everyone else's head in this season. So everything's just falling into place, like you say, by going back to basics.
Yeah, it seems as though the Joel Linton right thing feels as though it might have genuine legs, because it just sort of opens up so much, doesn't it? You know, it clarifies where Willock is going to play on a pretty consistent basis. In the long run, you think Tonali and Miley will be battling with Longstaff for a position. And all of a sudden, the squad just looks like it's got a lot more balance by virtue of the use of one player in a slightly different position. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. It is fair, because as happy as I've been with the improvement, and you know, there really was a lot of noise about Eddie Howe's position, because if there's one thing football fans tend not to like, it's thinking that they can pick a better team. Football fans can put up with a lot, but when they think that they could pick a better team than the manager, it tends to go pretty badly. So there has been a little bit of introspection and kind of, oh, were we wrong about Howe? And I don't think so. I think Eddie Howe has just sorted his shit out. He's had Joe Willock played 45 minutes against Wolves on something like the 25th of September. So it's not like he hasn't been there for large parts as a solution. He's just opted not to use him.